Hold on. Guru. No,
move just up.
Woo up.
Woo up, bro.
We know how you go around couches, bro. There we go.
That's the
guru. That's not enough. Not enough for Vegas.
He'll soak it all through.
That's Viva the guru seat.
Las Vegas. Viva. I don't know the words. All right. Welcome back to About Even, Punters and Dribblers, the number one betting show on planet Earth in the mecca of betting, Las Vegas. Quick little caveat here. We're enjoying a lovely ginger beer provided by the minibar.
Ginger beer number one, ginger beer undefeated. I want to say off the jump, gentlemen. I want to say off the jump.
Yep.
Will you allow a young Edward Simpson, born 29th of the 1st, 91, Dubbo Base Hospital, just to say a couple of words?
Yep.
When we started on our content journey, the fact that we'd all be sitting together, drinking ginger beer, in Las Vegas as best buds was something I could never have possibly entertained in my wildest dreams. And yet, here we are.
Here we are.
Eyeball on the sphere, for God's sake.
Life could be much worse.
It could. You can't tell. The sphere's just out there, and that's not a huge deal. But just three best friends enjoying a ginger beer and the fruits of their labor.
I've been here for about 45 minutes in Las Vegas and having a great time already. That sphere is off its head.
Yeah, it is.
Let's have a little cheers. Let's have a little
microphone cheers.
Cheers. We're crossing swords.
This is About Even, the number one betting show. As I said before, we are doing it thanks to our good friends at Ned's. They're the biggest and the best betting platform in town.
Did you mention biggest and the best?
I think I mentioned it at once, but I may have forgotten. So it bears reminding, biggest and best. We've all got profiles on Ned's. Some of us obviously are working to get theirs back.
We're transitioning.
Transitioning. Yeah. And that's not in the 2024 sense. It's in the...
old school sense.
Old school sense, where you're just moving from one thing to another. I have a profile. Eddie has a profile. Guru's profile. Currently transitioning. Under the knife, as it were.
Well, under the knife, under construction.
Yeah.
Guru's profile is the guy that wakes you up at 7 a.m. on a Monday morning with a jackhammer and a grinder, just getting to work. Okay, getting to work.
Yeah, that's right. We are here in Las Vegas, punters and dribblers, for the historic, and I mean that.
No,
when you talk about history, right?
Yeah.
You think about the Acropolis.
Yes.
You think about fucking the Great Wall of China. You think about Göbekli Tepe.
You think fire.
You think.
You think man finding and harnessing the power of fire. You think agriculture,
you
Tom.
You think cave paintings.
You think man on the moon. You think the great Neil Armstrong. May he rest in
history.
Peace. Yeah.
Neil dead?
Neil dead.
Buzz living.
And punching on.
Yeah, no, he is. I saw Buzz punching someone on.
Buzz not afraid to a punch on with a punter on the street. Shout out to you, Buzz. You're one of the goats all time. Yeah. And know this. We believe on this podcast.
Is it Buzz Aldrin, Buzz Lightyear, Buzz Rothfield in the hierarchy of needs?
If Buzz Rothfield thinks he's got...
I love Buzz.
Yeah, but he's third.
He has to be third, best. Right?
That's if we don't include the Buzz cut, which I have very high on the list.
Fuck. No, you're right. We got to change
he's
it.
He's fourth.
Buzz Aldrin, Buzz Lightyear, Buzz Cup, Buzz Rothfield.
We are fourth. Now, we come to you live and exclusive from the Venetian.
Yeah.
Listen, a kid from Dubbo comes to the Venetian. He thinks he's in Venice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've had the wool pulled over my eye all day.
Gondolas.
Or, yeah.
Italian music.
Statues, mate.
Statues.
There's... you know, some replicas of David out there that are you know, wooing me.
Well, they're to scale. and we're here to preview and to punt on the mighty Manly Seagulls, Pride of the Peninsula, against the scum of the earth, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, followed by the Brisbane Broncos v the Sydney Roosters. As I said, gentlemen, historic. Game in Vegas.
It is historic. Now, Guru, I just want to throw to you quickly, if I may, because Tom and I obviously love our rugby league. You know, we bleed blue if we're going to talk in origin sense. But no one more obsessed with the game, I think, fair to say, on the planet than you. How does it make you feel seeing your baby, that's rugby league, in the bright lights of Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's exciting. People keep asking me in the week leading up to it, like, what are you going to? Are you going to the Sphere? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And I have not planned a single thing that is not NRL related.
That's
and
it.
Don't plan on playing
no.
a single fucking
You're game. Going to try crowd surf at Shepherd. That's what I hear.
Listen, the man came for rugby league.
That's
and
it.
That's all you need to know. Fuck the Sphere.
Yeah.
Fuck Shepherd.
Fuck
rugby league, the winner.
That's it.
My number one complaint so far is just all the gambling getting in the way.
Well, and listen, it responsibly does get in the way, and it responsibly was where you found us when you responsibly showed up to the casino and responsibly dragged us away from the...
From responsibly table. Trying to win back our money that we responsibly lost earlier.
On the roulette table.
Literally needle in a haystack.
Yeah, it was way. Actually. The fact you found
I literally
us.
Walked into Las Vegas and found you. Without any contact.
But I would say this. Don't you think that a nice thing? That we've come over here separately but together, and that the power of dribble and yarn and punting has brought us all together?
Well, there's a magnetism, I think, that comes with dribble and yarn. When Guru and I were in the lift and we were remarking to each other, as friends do, in a quiet moment in the lift, about the absurdity that he found us in Las Vegas, this woman, as she was about to disembark the lift, stopped us and goes, "Nobody just finds anybody in Vegas." And then just walks off. We're like, well, all right.
She literally screamed at
she
us.
She screamed it at us, dude. We both almost wet ourselves.
But that's the point I'm trying to make. And so eloquently put by this random female in the lift that
yeah.
no one just finds somebody in Vegas. You've got to be drawn to a higher power.
Yeah.
And at least for the next 20 minutes, that higher power is Ned's. Praise be to the great power above. I want to say this, and I'm not saying this to demean or throw shade, but if you aren't here for history in Las Vegas this week, like we are,
yeah.
how much do you really love the game?
Yeah.
Bit of history earlier today too. I lost my business virginity.
Get out of here. You
yeah.
popped your cherry.
Yeah, yeah. It was exciting. I
hope don't
they know
put
if I can ever go
down
back.
For that.
They'd want to off. Shout out to the next person in 7D at Qantas. You're going to be swimming.
How was it though? Nice?
I had one little story to share with you is that I sat down, she brought over the menu. She said, "Oh, you know, there's seven things here. What do you want?" I said, "I'll have that one." "Yeah, steak." She goes, "No steak." I went, "Okay.
Why would you offer it?"
"Oh, the schnitzel." She goes, "No schnitzel." I went, "Fuck, okay." She goes, "We've got pork." I went, "Pork. Good as gold. I'll have the pork. That's fine." She goes, "Oh, do you want to talk to the manager?" And I was like, "The fuck would I talk to the manager about?
Is there a manager in this? A manager of the sky?
Yell at someone on the plane?" And I was like, "No, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's sweet." And she was like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "That was a fucking weird interaction." Anyway, she turns to the guy next to me, holds out the menu, goes, "What do you want?" He goes, "I'll have the steak." And I thought, "Ooh, unlucky." She goes, "Ooh, no steak." He slaps it out of her hand and yells, "I want to talk to the manager."
He slaps the menu out of her
hand? Slaps the menu out of her hand. The manager then comes down and says, there is a foot separating me and him. Manager goes, "Man, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. Can we offer you a $800 wine voucher to apologize?" And I'm sitting there going, "I'm fucking hungry too.
Yeah.
I would have loved some steak.
I wanted steak. Give me that." You were just, you're a victim of your nice guys finish last.
Nice guy syndrome.
Before we move on, there was some contention last week. Now, Guru lay his soul bare for his attempt at trying to get a baggy green. There was some confusion if you watched the Dirty Merger podcast as well. I thought Guru wanted to win a baggy green. Guru just wanted to win two of the three hot seats. Upon reviewing the tape and speaking to Guru specifically, that wasn't can you just clarify?
No.
There was never any contention.
No, but just let Guru clarify what winning a bag of green, what you had to do for it.
Our host is a moron. We've learned this
time and
time again.
Thank you.
You literally made content out of it. You sat through the show.
No.
I don't know how you messed that up.
I misunderstood the specifics of what you were saying.
Which, if you did, that worries me that you'd be willing to hand out a baggy green for just 2 out of 3 wins.
I initially thought 2 out of 3. I didn't back you for 2 out of 3 wins. And then when I heard that you also needed to win the season, I thought, well, this guy's a fucking idiot who won't win. I've never been more confident now you don't win a baggy green. So specifically, hot seat. Hot seat is 3 rounds throughout the whole year, 11 weeks at a time. If you are in the hot seat...
11 times 3, 33.
If you're in the hot seat at the end of the 11 weeks, you win $1,000. Guru needs to win 2 of those... and needs to win the season.
They've known that for a week.
Yes, they have. I didn't. I only picked it up late. But I did also make a bet with Eddie that was far too much than I should have been prepared to bet. But I lost that, and I actually need to pay it up right now, and I forgot. Tobly didn't remind me. And one, two, four, five. So
thank you very much. Australian. It's a man that it's pays Australian. You. A man pays your debts.
The bet was also made pre international waters. So it's obviously Australian. Why not?
Now, when I got the phone call the other day, obviously I hadn't watched DMP. I had no context whatsoever, and I hung up from it. And you said I'd lost a bet, and I thought, oh, that'll cost Tommy a lunch. That's too bad. $500.
Yeah, dude. Outrageous. Do you know what the problem is? Like, and I, and this is a, this, like, it, let's have a sincere moment here, an earnest moment. I am a fucking idiot. Right? Like, and I know that.
500!
I'm an absolute fucking idiot. The amount of bets that I've lost through, like, the emotion of the moment. Like, I'm an emotion. If you, here's a tip. You want to take my money, get me in an emotional moment, and you'll fucking, like, I could have sworn on my scrotum that I was winning that bet. And then you play the video, which I'd already heard, like, a couple of times. But for the first time, I really heard it. And I was like, oh, fuck me. I'm a fucking idiot. I had a bet with Sebo when we were 12 that Bruce Willis was not actually dead in The Sixth Sense. I hadn't even watched the movie. I just was like, that's too hectic of a fucking twist. And then it was obvious that Bruce Willis died. I'm an idiot. But that's it.
I think it's bold of you to take on Eddie in a facts and figures bet, by the way.
Dude, it's completely, it's stupid. He's ludicrous. He won't 5X it unless he knows, and I should have known better.
Bigura, it goes deep on that. A, Tom beats me in nothing, as evidenced in a couple of things that have happened recently.
Paul, FIFA, sort of, but at the moment I'm in a really...
Basically everything.
I'm in a historical losing streak.
But to... So, like, you know, I can forgive Tom for trying to best me in pursuits of athleticism because he still thinks he's 19 and he's playing first 15 rugby.
Yeah.
And he's not.
My broad shoulders often
are deceived. But to try and do me in on numbers and math.
Yeah.
And I don't 5X anything. I'm tight as a nun's when I need to be.
I don't
throw money out just carelessly, willy-nilly like
that. I will say this. I actually respected Tom. When you 5X'd, that was the neon sign saying, I know this.
Yeah, I know.
And you
still
didn't back down to your credit.
No. Oh, yeah, listen, yeah. I was going to punch on it.
Where pride meets stupidity, but yeah. I was impressed.
Thank you. It somehow doesn't feel any better to hear that. I'm an idiot. We move on. Eddie, congratulations. All right, punters and dribblers. So game one of this historic Göbekli Tepe-style rugby league doubleheader in Las Vegas, America, where you find us. The first game, Manly v. the Rabbitohs, Allegiant Stadium. We've got Manly at $2.02. The Rabbitohs $1.73. The line, 1.5 rugby league points. And the total, 41.5 points. Very... just like fence sitter, Denenkamp, no disrespect. That line is very fence sitter, pull up the bum stuff. Eddie, there's some differences to the dimensions of the field that I think are important for the punter and the dribbler to know, and they are as follows.
It's very important to know this, punters and dribblers, because we're working with a field that is not up to rugby league standard. Now, I'm not talking about the turf. I'm not talking about the crowd. I'm not talking about the stadium. I'm talking about dimensions, baby. Okay? Now, we're working with 4.9 metres narrower than a conventional rugby league pitch, 4.9 metres. The in-goals move from 10 metres into 6.4, okay? And the 10-metre intervals, which would add up to 100, 10 tens are what? 100. They're down to like 9.74. So it's slightly shorter, a much smaller in goal, and a bit narrower. Tom?
Okay. Less to work with across the board.
I think one thing to note with that too, mate, those small in goals, I wouldn't be surprised if you see teams be happy to get tackled on last tackle. You saw the Panthers last week do very similar over there. They just didn't kick for the first 25 minutes. I wouldn't be surprised if you see teams do very similar here.
Okay. All right.
That's good insight.
Well, it's insight that you only get here on About Even.
And the number one betting show on the planet.
Yep. Now, Sebo, everyone's going, where's Seb? Sebo is back in Australia like an idiot. But he is a father of two beautiful newborn boys. And he,
which was out of his control.
It was out of, well, it wasn't out of his control. I think that he had a lot to do with it, seminally speaking.
Make your own bed.
Yes. But, you know, that is where he is. We'll get to his bets shortly. But, Eddie, I'm going to go to you first. Manly v. the Rabbitohs. What is your bet?
Listen, I always come into Manly games with an inflated sense of self, I think it's fair to say. When I think about Manly at the start of any season, I automatically think about what it's going to be like to kiss the ring of Tom Trbojevic, of Jake Trbojevic.
You're talking about his asshole.
Listen,
you're
Tom,
talking about the premiership ring or his bum
hole? Yeah, but Tom, if they win the comp this year, I'm happy to kiss ring squared.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Multiple rings.
Yep.
And I just feel like a club that has such a historic history of winning and winning big and winning when the moment dictates, it's impossible for me to go past Manly to win this game. It's simply impossible. And if you look at the fucking 13 we've rolled out, there's a bit about it.
Mm.
There just is. Like, I know that at moments last year, you can check the tapes, but I'm an honest operator and I'm an honest punter. Hand on my heart, there were reservations about Luke Brooks from me personally. Yeah, there were. But then once I go to bed and I start to digest such issues, I start thinking to myself, but is he playing behind Queensland captain, absolute fucking thoroughbred of the game, Cherry Evans? Yeah, he is. Is Tom Trbojevic running the quickest he has in 2 years?
4 years.
4 years. Is Stubby Cooler Can of Cola at centre now ready to fucking rip arseholes apart? Yeah. Is Ruben Garrick freshly engaged coming off the wing to just ply a fucking a trade of stability?
He's a tradesman.
And sustenance in the middle of the field. We've finally got a settled forward rotation for the first time in fucking how long? Well, I tell you how long, since AFB left me. Never fucking forgive you, brah. No offence. Don't come after me. You're a very scary man. But we've got stability now for the first time ever. So I look at this game on a shortened field and I think to myself, Edward, what do you do against the Rabbits? Well, Manly to win out the gate. Just Manly to win out the gate is houses for me.
202 on Neds.
Based on what we've got now, shortened field, smaller field, narrower field. I went through the numbers. I like to do my own punters and dribblers. Six of the last eight games on regulation rugby league fields last year went unders. Regulation rugby league fields went unders. We're playing on a fucking narrow, short, stumpy, chody thing.
Yeah, we're playing on a chode.
So I like the unders.
41 and a half, I believe.
But I also like Tom Trbojevic, who just fucking pokes his head out at the right time to score a rugby league try. I'm not going crazy to start the season because I'm the champion. I don't need to. 7.58, Manly unders Tommy.
Don't hate it at all. I love it, in fact.
That's not a bad bet.
It's astute this early on in the season. Now, Rue, what are you thinking?
I wish I would have put my bets in the sheet earlier because me and Eddie have got the exact same bet for this game.
Do we actually?
We actually do. You can see it on my screen.
Wow. Right, I want this on the public record. Bets were not put in the sheet.
Now, the only thing...
Bets were not put in the sheet.
I was going to say, because Rue, I was going to accuse Rue of early season control-C, control-V, but your bets
aren't
in the sheet.
That's what you do.
Well, that's aggressive. That's not right.
Have we got the same bet?
Yeah, exact same bet. I got Tommy Turbo ATS into unders. Yeah. No Manly win, sorry. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
not
no.
exactly the same.
So
okay.
You don't believe in Manly?
I was going to add Manly in, but I refused to copy either of you this season. So I'm going to run with Turbo ATS unders on Turbo. I think with this smaller field, you look at the other fullbacks in this game, when they get the ball, Reece Walsh, Caelan Ponga, they get the ball out the back of shape with a lot of space out there. I think Tommy in this game just gets it down the hay diddle diddle and just takes them on all day.
Brave carry.
Yeah, I reckon he crashes over from close in a like an unorthodox sort of way.
I have a similar bet to you guys. They're not the same thing, and you don't have them in the sheets, so we're all good. I've got Manly to win, and I've got Turbo anytime. I've thrown a Schmolle in there because I am a whore for value, and I thought shorter field, we're going to be playing short. Shorter field, play short.
Well, can I use a rugby league term, Tom? Look long, play short.
But if you can't look long because the field ain't that long, you have to play short.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You can't look long.
So you have to play short.
You must play short.
And you play Hamole short, 11:39. I actually don't think that's a bad bet.
Don't mind that.
11:39. Can you repeat that?
Manly, Turbo, Hamole, 11:39.
Not bad.
I think he scored round one last year, from memory.
And Hamole can fucking, he's huge. And he's now off the back of an $8 million contract. I saw him on Paseka's Instagram miss a putt by like 40 metres. So I'm like, he's obviously saving his talent for the fucking rugby league field. Mm. Now.
We can't be good at everything.
We can't be good at everything. Sebo, who's not here, as we said, Cutler Kids, bigger fish to fry. He's gone Trell and Cody anytime at 8:27. That's a Seb South fan bet.
I don't like that bet. Latrell doesn't pop up that often.
Trell does not score that often. He's obviously a great player. This isn't we're a pro Trell show.
Check the tapes. People know that.
He doesn't score when you want him to.
No, I hate having Latrell as an ATS.
Yeah,
he'll lay on three. Very rarely he scores them.
Yeah, and then he'll score three in a game, and then he won't score for a few months. Roosters v the Broncos, also at Allegiant Stadium. I'll have you know. Roosters 235, I think that's generous personally. The Broncos $1.60, the line 3.5 rugby league points. The total is 39.5 points. Nathan, if I can call you that, and I hope I can, but I'd prefer to call you Guru. Mm. What are you doing on this game?
Boys, I was getting on my flight 5 p.m. Tuesday. Team list came out at 4 p.m. And I have sucked Wong's Wong down to the Chewy Centre for the last 3 fucking years. And to see him named for round one.
Kid was excited.
Little Guru was doing some work. I was very, very excited. So when they're giving me $5.70 for the next SBW, I am taking it.
Anytime.
The next SBW.
Anytime.
Did I stutter, Eddie?
No, you didn't.
$5.75. Thanks for coming. See you, Wong.
Give me the stats.
The Brisbane Broncos last year obviously went all the way to the grand final. A sensational effort. You look at that left edge. It's completely different this year. Kirk Capel's left. Pierre Kura comes in. Ezra Mann. Not a noted defender. Also, Selwyn Cobbo goes out there. New combinations marking up against Wong. You mentioned before Olakau'atu. I don't think they'll be spreading the ball long. I think it'll be look long, play short again. Wong going at 3 guys that haven't defended against each other. Wong also going at Ezra Mann. $5.75 is outrageous value there.
See, I don't think about things like that. You know what I mean? That's like a really, that's a professional and considered.
I'll tell you a story. So off the back of me tipping Bud Sullivan and Isaiah Papali'i across the last week.
Yeah, you embarrass yourself.
I had a certain person message me to say, nice tip, dickhead, by the name of
There you go.
Do your work, Simo. Do your absolute best. I don't want any of that smoke.
Beat that one out. Good to know. Because I was embarrassed by my Dolphins. Well, no, I wasn't embarrassed by my Dolphins sip. I was ridiculed heavily in the chat group about it. And then you put up Bud Sullivan and fucking Isaiah Papali'i and beat that fucking dick about it. And then they don't score a point for like 7 years.
And I put it up just so excited about the bet, so stoked with it. And then later that night, I just found myself staring at the ceiling going, why would you be that confident on the Tigers?
That's the problem. That's the bright lights of about even. Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to
that's
get.
That's bright lights, dude.
I don't like the Roosters.
No.
I fucking hate them. And they stole a comp office in 2013, and they talk a lot of shit. And in the last couple of years, let's be honest, they have started like a busted ass. Their starts to season have been fucking deplorable. Mm. I look at a Broncos side, yeah, Flegler's gone. Yeah, Herbie Farnworth's gone. But there's some fucking big dick swingers out there that I think can come over and do a job on a side that, A, hates a start, and B, in my opinion, the last 5 years, don't like bright lights footy. There I said it. I tell you who likes bright lights footy? The Broncos. I'm going hard in the paint here, punters and dribblers. I'm going Broncos 13+. I'm going wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, Ezra, ma'am, to come out and start where he left off, scoring rugby league tries for fun. Yeah, they didn't win the fucking grand final, but the guy got a hattie. It took a generational player, the greatest since John's, they're saying, and he's got a long way to go past him. No offense.
Origin.
But a fucking great of the game to come out and steal that from the clutches of defeat. I think Ezra Mamm starts off where he left off. I think short field suits the guy, up the guts and into him sort of stuff. And if I'm looking for a man that likes bright lights, bit of a bright light operator, very hunky, very hot, very sexy, Reece Walsh. Ezra Mamm, Broncos 13 plus, Reece Walsh 17-33.
Yeah, I'm on the 13 plus as well. The Roosters full strength
Roosters
side.
Roosters suck.
Dude, the Roosters full strength side, guru. They almost lost to Manly's New South Wales Cup side. Like, and they're playing against the fucking, what should have been the Premiers last year, but they can't fucking defend a lead because they're losers. But I think Broncos 13 plus. I like Selly Cobbs in the center, Throbbo. Now, do I like him for any reason like you, where it's like based and rooted in fact and considered thought? No. Fuck no. It's because I saw him and I haven't betted on him for a fucking while because the season's been finished. So I see it and I go, oh, fuck yeah, I'll have got a Throbbo. I also had Pretty Jordan Ricky in there. But again, that was a hotness play.
Mm.
When I hear Siwa Wong, former College of Knowledge boy, friend of the show, then, you know.
Is he a College of Knowledge?
He's a College of Knowledge. Okay. He's alumni, dude. See why he's alumni.
Save it. It's a big part of my next bet.
Well, okay.
Huge part.
Okay, okay.
But on your Selwyn Cobbo, I always like guys mic up against Joey Manu. Because he's so good in attack. I think people sleep on his defensive fall down sometimes.
Listen, I'll be honest. I didn't want to come in and shit on Joey Manu. That I'd noticed the same thing. But I do appreciate you being able to give me the space.
Good. Beep that out, please.
To say it. And I think Joey Manu's a fucking cat in defense. Sebo. Broncos, Walsh. Oh, mine's 27-71, by the way. Broncos 13 plus, Cobbo Wong, 27-71. Sebo has Broncos, Walsh, and of course he's gone Stags. He's trying to wrangle the Stags round one.
Oh.
Can I tell you something about that? I don't like that because he's not here to build narrative for us. That's lazy. It's almost a void bet.
Yeah, it's not a famous Stags win if you get it.
Oh,
right?
Put it this way. If he gets it, he doesn't get shit.
Well, the problem is that he will lodge an official complaint Stiff with shit. The committee. All right, time for the unit scoopers here, punters and dribblers now. The unit scoopers, Eddie, can you explain it for the people at home?
Pretty simple. So when we bet to win 5 units. Our unit is $10. What's 10 times 5? $50. So if your bet's paying $250, you put $25 on it.
How does a unit scooper work?
Now, unit scooper... No. So I've explained that. So unit scooper is 1 unit. What's 1 unit? $10. Put $10 on whatever the fuck you want. Tom?
Paying a full unit. Back to you in the studio.
No. You put $10 on whatever the fuck you want. Back to you in the studio. That's it. You don't need to add anything.
Unit scooper, let's go then. I'll throw to you, Guru. What are you doing here? How are you scooping units?
Yeah, so I already spoke about Wong. You guys mentioned he was from the College of Knowledge, which, of course, as we all know, is Waverley College. Their little brother, Scots,
no.
I think you guys went to.
Is that where he went? I thought he was a Scots boy.
No, he was a Scots boy, but I'm a Waverley boy, and we were the College of Knowledge.
Oh.
You guys were the little brothers.
Nah.
From my memory.
My memory was every time we played Waverley, we'd get bashed. That's my
No,
memory.
No, no, we'd win.
Correct.
No, we'd win, but the boys that went there were violent miscreants.
No, I didn't say we'd lost. I'd say we'd get bashed, but
yeah.
We'd win.
They were the most, like, they were the, if you saw, like, a Waverley guy at the pub, like, when you were of age, and there was any hint of a scuffle, the Waverley guy is the guy that would headbutt you.
Yeah. And also, like, squirrel grip, yeah.
Yeah, he'll break your nose. He'll break the bridge of your nose.
Heed the warning, boys.
Now,
take it on board.
What's your bet, man?
So I've gone for two Scots boys. I've gone for Seal Wong, who I've already spoken about enough.
Billy!
I'm pairing him up with Billy Smith, one of my favourites. And then I thought, $23, that's okay, but we're in Vegas. I need to go big here. So I went to the Manly Seagulls, your side. Obviously no Scots boys there. I went through and I found the guy that looked like the most private school kid I could possibly find. And I've come up with DCE at $4.20. Now, as I was on the plane, I got sent a message by a rival stats page, which I now can't find. But what he said to me was that every time Manly have played Souths in the last 70 years in round one, of those four times, three times, the Manly halfback has scored.
Okay.
So I already had DCE in as my private school looking fella. So I then have that chucked up on top. I thought this is an absolute must. Shout out to non-random stats guy who I can't find your page or your stat on my phone. Apologies.
Is that what he's called?
No, but I don't. It's stats something.
I was going to say that's incredibly derivative.
Yeah. I can't remember. He's very good at what he does, but I can't find it. Sorry, mate. It's been a shit fight. 24 that's hours.
Guru not wanting to shout out the little guy.
God. DCE, Wong, Billy Smith. And what I loved about this bet that it was exactly $100 on the nose.
Really? Interesting.
That's nice. Edward, what are you thinking?
Mate, I've got Tommy on the mind. It's as simple as that.
Mm.
Tommy Trbojevic is a needle mover. And for mine, needle movers are where you need to look. Most people think they move the needle. A lot of people crap on about how they move the needle. A lot of people want to move the needle, wish they move the needle, want to move the needle. But very few people actually move the needle. Tommy Turbo is a...
Well said.
Says the guy who...
I meant that.
The guy who hasn't beaten...
No. I meant it.
Says the guy not beaten me in, what, 3 years in anything?
Come on. No. Well, 3 years. I won the title 3 years ago. But
yeah, and who helped you out? Voldemort. Anyway,
I meant that.
Win your own comp, you fucking loser.
Come on. That's not nice. Come on.
Tommy Turbo will score 3 tries and secure me a Las Vegas hat trick, $31. That's the fucking unit scooper. Simple as that.
Listen, as I sit here, Tom Birmingham, first my name, I can't say I don't like that bet. And I meant what I said. It was what you said was well said. I meant that. I know it came across like I was being facetious. I meant it. Congratulations on how you said it. I like Tom Trbojevic to score as well. And I like...
Study. I don't like it now.
That's okay. Now that you're on it. Like, I know that. And that's all right. That's an emotional response. Tommy Trbojevic...
There's emotion and there's stats.
Dude, it's okay. Listen, it's all right. I get it. And there's a reason for that emotional response. That's fine.
How'd you go on shooting?
Well, listen, you have to obviously, you've got to look into that. You've got to excavate
that. How'd you go on pool?
Tommy Turbo, anytime. Come on.
How'd you go on the gym?
Come on now.
How'd you go on the golf course?
Tom Trbojevic, anytime. I don't know what it's paying, but if you pair it with, now this is a little out of the box, Richie Kenner.
Oh my God. Give up. Give up now.
Now listen,
Richie Kenner.
I reckon. Now, can just
fucking hell.
With me for a second.
Cut his mic.
I almost think that if you wrangle a Richie Kenner, that's as fucking respectable as the computer falls off my lap as wrangling a Stags, because
who wrangles a Richie Kenner? You know what I mean? Like, no one's ever wrangled a Richie Kenner in their life. So
I don't want to give this a response.
No, don't.
It's just too dumb.
You follow Richie Kenner, the Stubby Cooler Kenner Cola. Now, those two are kind of normal. Tommy and Stubby, sure. Throw in at Richie Kenner. Where are we? It's $105 something.
That...
He's a winger. It's not that crazy.
That might be one of the worst bets I've ever heard.
It could be a contender for early season worst bet, but it's also one where, like, if it comes off, then I think that you both have to probably get down on your knees.
That won't be happening. Good luck, Richie Kenner.
Sebo has got AJ 2 plus, Turbo 2 plus, 44-61.
Listen, and now it's just you.
Not enough Richie Kenner for me.
If Richie Kenner was to kick that door in Van Damme style right now, you still
know. If you showed me a photo of two people,
if it was labelled Richie Kenner, you still.
If you showed me a photo, I wouldn't be able to tell you. That's a fair point, and I. I still believe that. Right, my hot seat this week, I got the fucking, the Chockies last week. That was the Knicks over the 76ers, I think.
Dude gives a shit, mate.
Listen, dude, I'm fucking king of the hot seat,
you
right?
You can't even remember what you brought.
I was just double checking. Obviously, I've got a lot in my mind, dude. I've got a lot of fucking thoughts to carry. The mental load, dude, of being a podcaster who's got to do a couple of shows once a week. You know what I mean? Sometimes you forget. I had the Knicks over the 76ers. Paying $1.98. This week, I've got Broncos -5.5 at $2.05.
I actually like that bet.
Yeah.
You're both very high on the Broncos, who have lost a fair whack of players.
The Roosters suck. Mm-hmm. Roosters suck, dude.
You're showing your bias, mate.
They sucked last year, and then they sucked in the trials.
When was the last time the Roosters started? What, 50 years
ago? Yeah, it's been a while. It has been a while. That's fair.
You are showing your bias. For a man that's like, oh, no, no, it's not the guy. Like, you're showing your body.
He's a rooster's man, dude. Good rooster.
I don't think this small field's going to suit the Broncos as much as you think it will.
Maybe it won't. But I think 5.5 is okay. That's doable for a hot seat. Oh, there's a world, honestly, and I mean this without a hint of, I guess, arrogance. There's a world where I think I can go 11 straight.
I suppose the arrogant thing I've ever.
No, I think there's a world where I could go 11 straight. Because, like, if I get the Broncos this week, I think...
I don't even want straight white shits in a day.
Well, no, that's probably over a couple of days, depending on the food, the chicken tenders, the quality of chicken tenders. But, no, like, if the Broncos, this one hits for the Broncos, I think I could probably go 11.
It was no more than 40 seconds ago where you tipped Richie Kenner as an
E-Conference. You just wait. You know what?
Going 11
what's he? 11. What's he paying first try scorer? 19 bucks. It's been great. That's our bets. Thanks for watching. Thanks for following, Brew. Thanks for coming all the way to Vegas for the show. That was appreciated.
It's just a fly-in, fly-out for about even.
FIFA.
How does it feel that you've been, like, embraced by the Dribblers?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. It's been a fun week. I think it was well received last week.
Yeah, so do I. I think you're a perfect fit to the show. And what I'm looking forward to as much as anything else, I've been humbled by the show, and he's been humbled, even winning season he was humbled, but like, you will be humbled by...
Oh, I have no doubt whatsoever I'm going to be humbled.
This is, because like, you know, Big Chuck, you know, he's the Roo, you know, this thing's coming for you. It's tough at the top.
Episode 2 from Las Vegas is pretty fucking exciting, just squat.
I don't want to top that.
Can't tell, but love yous all. Mate.
Shout out to Ned, thank you very much, brought to you by Ned's.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.